Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here as we launch into the second hour of this live Saturday edition. That's right. We're here to take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Though we did bring to the table tonight the minimum wage story, $15 an hour now in SeaTac, Washington, near and inside and around the airport, apparently. Not sure how far outside of the airport grounds this minimum wage is applied, but it did pass. The voters voted it in just barely. I mean, it was like just above 50%, not even quite 51%.
It's like 50 votes above.
Yeah, not very many at all. And so, has led to the discussion about the minimum wage and can increasing the minimum wage actually help people, or does it just create the illusion of helping people? Are there a handful of people that feel like they've been helped, like the people in those jobs who actually keep their jobs, or are there a lot more people who get hurt but they don't necessarily realize the reasons why they're being hurt, like, for instance, the increase in cost of products that can result from an increase in minimum wage, meaning that the customers have less money to keep in their pockets?
The product cost is going up anyway because the
inflation.
Currency inflation has occurred already.
That's true.
And it's coming down the pipe. The question is minimum wage, is it a minimum wage increase going to be used as a cover for the increase of
the product cost? Yeah, but it's going to have to increase product cost even further unless they cut costs behind the scenes by cutting employees or maybe reducing the quality of the product. Now, odds are good. You can only reduce quality of product so far before people decide, this coffee doesn't taste as good anymore, or whatever.
Right.
They're going to stop buying it, or the wood that you're building your product with is just so cheap that it starts falling apart. So there's only a certain level
right.
you can only
make a 2x4 an inch and a half, and by 3¼ inches, and it can only go down so far, right?
Right, and it's like with the yogurt. You go and buy yogurt. The yogurt's the best example because it's most obvious. It used to be 8-ounce cups of yogurt. They're now 6. You cannot find. I've never seen an 8-ounce cup.
Ones are 4.
Really? Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's not even a snack at 4 ounces. It's nothing. And so now they're down to 6 ounces. So you can only cut the yogurt size. You know, you can't cut it much further than 4 ounces or 6 ounces. 4 is ridiculous. So you can only cut costs so much. You can only cut employees so much. And of course, as we're seeing, machines may be replacing human beings, which is one way to cut employee costs. Just cut them out entirely.
Right. You wanted that higher wage job. Now you don't have one at all.
Let's go to the phones here and take your thoughts about what you want. Let's go to Amir, calling from Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live. Amir. Hello, Amir.
I'm on the wrong line.
Nope. You've been on hold for quite a while, Amir. What's on your mind tonight?
My name's actually Temper, though, so...
Oh, okay. Well, they really got that wrong. Oh, hopefully our board ops will ask people to spell their names every time they call, but they don't always do that, so he's probably busy over there.
Well, I got a letter today from the Missouri Department of Revenue. And it's called a request for tax return. And basically, I moved to Missouri in December. And because I filed a tax return in April, of course, because you have to. And I put in my Missouri state address, which, I now had. They got some letter from the federal government saying that I filed tax return in Missouri. Or used an address in Missouri, so now Missouri's saying, well, we think you might owe us $1,400 because, we don't have any evidence of it. You did use a Missouri address to get your return, so you need to explain this, otherwise you need to pay us your taxes.
So is this like a state income tax thing?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I did the taxes on TurboTax. And for anybody who's never used that, they have like a moving wizard, and you put in like all the information when you move, what state you moved from, what state you moved to, and all that stuff. And it said I didn't.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an actual wizard. That'd be much nicer. Somebody who like whips all your stuff up into a truck and zaps it to someplace else. That'd be a moving wizard. Be awesome.
Yeah, That would be awesome.
So, okay, so basically, let me say, I'm understanding what you're saying, Temper. You're saying you moved to Missouri, you did federal taxes, they informed the state of Missouri that you'd moved there, and so now the state of Missouri is saying you've got to do state income taxes.
Yeah, even though they don't, they're not even sure. They're just trying to find out. The letter starts out, Missouri does not have a record of you filing a 2012 return. We need your assistance to determine whether or not you need to file a return for 2012.
Here's your assistance. I don't need to file.
Wow, yeah. Please. So what are you planning on doing about this?
Oh, I don't know. I'm having a really hard time talking on the air right now because I don't want to cuss. I never have. But taxes just really piss me off.
I heard you. Well, I would say it's a request, and so if it's not a threat, if it doesn't say in there, if you do not respond within this amount of days, we will charge you with a criminal act or something like that. If there's no actual threat and it's just an actual request, request ignored. That's what I do.
Yeah. I don't think the government has a nice request protocol. I don't think it exists. I think all.
Well, why in the world would they?
Well, wait. But are you saying it's a threat or is it a request?
I think it's beginning of a threat. It right now they just, you know, they don't have any evidence. I don't think they don't really know what they're talking about.
Right. They want you to provide the evidence against yourself, so they can go ahead and prosecute or claim that you owe them something or whatever. They're worth.
If you want to send something back, send a copy of the Fifth Amendment to them.
I wouldn't send them anything because then that acknowledges that you're actually receiving their mail.
No, I said,
was it certified?
I recommend you don't, but if you want to send them.
Was it certified?
No, it was not.
So then they have no evidence you received it, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's how I'd leave it, but it's up to you, obviously, and good luck, Temper. Thanks for the call tonight. Of course, I recommend not paying any taxes to the federal government or the state governments, because why would you want to pay for criminals to empower them even further to threaten and harm other peaceful people, which is what governments do?
I think you should pay for the services that you use. So I use
no federal services.
Well, you've probably been on the interstate recently. I think I've been on there with you. So.
Actually, the state is handling interstates, as I understand it. They might get money from the feds, but I don't ever see federal workers out working on the interstate. Do you?
Well, I don't know that they're federal workers. But
pretty sure they aren't.
Yeah, but it's called the Eisenhower Interstate Project.
Are there federal taxes included in the gas that you buy?
I'm sure there are.
Yes, there are. So I'm pretty sure that counts there. So I don't really feel.
So you're paying taxes on the road you use.
Well, I was talking about income taxes, Mark.
Sure.
Yeah, so let's go on here with your calls and thoughts. Bob's listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, on the minimum wage thing, I have a friend who's an EMT on an ambulance that responds to emergencies and car accidents and stuff like that. And he gets $15 an hour with 120 hours of training and constant recertification throughout the course of the year.
Wow.
Now, what would happen to those people if the people out of flipping hamburgers and McDonald's make $15 an hour? You'd have to start evening out something else, wouldn't you?
Right, it's a real slap in the face to say that an unskilled worker would then be getting paid the same amount of money as somebody who's put in a lot of time and effort into developing a skill. You're absolutely right about that, Bob.
Exactly. And the other thing is, I heard stories about North Dakota where they're doing so much drilling for oil that there was a boom there, and McDonald's was paying their people $15 an hour.
That's all they could, right? Like, if you want,
because otherwise they'd go work in the oil fields and get paid a whole lot more. You're absolutely right. Great call, Bob. Thanks for making it tonight. I totally spaced out. Rich Paul is with us, special guest on the line, calling from jail. Rich, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, Ian.
For our listeners who don't know who you are, can you give a brief recap of why you're sitting in a jail cell?
Well, my name's Rich Paul. I'm in jail right now for selling weed. And I was targeted for investigation due to my affiliation with the Keene Activist Center. They tried to blackmail me into wearing a wire begin to spell on those dangerous libertarians.
And you've been sitting in there for approximately 8 months, and you're going to get out soon. I want you to hang on, Rich, if you can. I don't imagine you have anywhere else to be, so stand by. We're going to come back more with Rich Paul in a moment. Also, we can keep talking about the minimum wage. I know a lot of people want to talk about that. In fact, Rich, I'd like to get your thoughts on raising the minimum wage, if you don't mind. So stand by. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control toll free here 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that you'd like. 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com, and you can get tuned into our live streams that way, as well as grab the podcast.
Cashintocoins.com is the fastest, safest, easiest, most inexpensive way to get into Bitcoins. It's completely legal, too. Customer service is their top priority. I know a lot of people are concerned about legality when it comes to Bitcoins, because this is a new thing. But, frankly, the government doesn't seem to have a problem with Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency for the Internet where people can send and receive money for virtually no cost around the world without the interference of bankers or government officials. You can send money to somebody in Iran or North Korea or any one of these tyrannical regimes so they can have a better life for themselves. Cash in the coins is the easiest way to get Bitcoins. Just go check them out. And is all you have to have in your area is a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching. It's fast, safe, and easy. I've done it. As a matter of fact, because of the big run down in prices of Bitcoins here recently, they had a little backlog. But
apparently they still do, according to the front page of cashintocoins.com.
What's it say?
It may be taking longer. The message is from yesterday. It's dated yesterday, but it's still there in red at the top of the screen that they are essentially out of coins.
Well, I'm very glad that they're being communicative in that fashion. And this is what I love about Cash into Coins is they communicate.
Right, so do expect delays if you're using cash into coins, but they're probably still the fastest damn way to get Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's going to take you a week to go through many of the other services. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, cashintocoins.com, go grab your Bitcoins there. Let's go back to a man who has been sitting in jail for so long. Rich, do you recall what Bitcoins were at when you went into jail back in April?
Bitcoins were about 120 when I went in. I hear they just hit 1,100.
They did, but they've dropped dramatically over the last few days.
It's like you're in jail or something. You don't know anything.
They've dropped dramatically to as low as $700. So they're basically on sale at the moment. And so I imagine you're going to be interested to get out, because I know some people did give some Bitcoins to your fund that you were doing to raise some money for the appeal, which, by the way, you did need. You did hire an appeals attorney. You went to jail, for our listeners who are just tuning in, back in April, was it, for selling cannabis to willing consumers. They were threatening you with 100 years in prison for this, Rich, and rather than take the plea deal, which right before trial they offered you a zero prison time plea deal, you turned that down on principle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really wanted to go to trial, and I really wanted to appeal this jury instruction if I lost, because jury nullification is a very important part of our legal system, which has been lost for far too long.
Yeah, well, jury nullification is the idea that you as a juror have the right to vote your conscience, vote how you feel about the law. And in fact, in New Hampshire, we have a very unique situation that does not exist in any of the other 49 states, to my knowledge. There's an actual law that enshrines the right to talk about jury nullification in court. Most places, if you bring up the terms jury nullification or even start beating around the bush about it, the judge will call a mistrial. You might get a contempt of court charge. But in New Hampshire, you or your defense attorney can actually bring it up. You can talk about it. You can explain it to the jury. That's what happened during your trial. But then at the very end of the case, the judge started to miscommunicate to the jury. He started to shift the message away from jury nullification to this kind of standard Wentworth instructions, I believe is what it's called, where the judge basically puts all the focus on you must use the law as I instruct you, and really focusing on that they must follow the law rather than following their heart. And that's kind of the thrust of your appeal.
Yeah, absolutely. The judge misrepresented the state of jury nullification in New Hampshire. The jury is not required to follow the law when they believe that the law is unjust. And that is what the judge's instructions failed to reflect. And we knew this was coming from the beginning of the trial. We pretty much expected this jury instruction.
Sure.
And knew that was going to be our biggest appealable issue.
So that's moving ahead slowly, as all things in court do. And, of course, you're going to get out of jail long before the appeal process is finished. But, you know, you were only sentenced to a year, and here in New Hampshire there's a two-thirds rule. So you are going to get out after approximately 8 months instead of the full year. So it'll be great to see you on the outside. But, of course, your troubles don't end there. You've got 3 years of probation that they're going to be putting you on, which means that they're probably going to be keeping you away from the medicine that helps you with your depression, which is cannabis.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm considering possibly moving back to Michigan for a little while if that becomes too much of a problem. But I really... the idea of leaving New Hampshire is just heartbreaking.
Well, what are the odds that, Rich, before we go on, have they presented to you the proposal for your terms of the probation? Will they be, giving that to you in advance, or will you find out when you go to the department or after you get out of jail?
Basically, my understanding is that I will go to the probation department and they will there present me with a contract. This will probably be about a week after I get out of jail. I have to check in with probation the day that I get out, and they'll make an appointment for me for probably a week later.
Interesting.
They'll present me with a contract and basically say, you must sign this right now, which is, you know, kind of problematical from my point of view, which is if I'm presented with a contract, I want to take it to a lawyer, get their advice, find out what it means.
Yeah, and usually you can negotiate a contract, right? And in a lot of cases with the government, you can put in, you know, your counteroffer, essentially. What are the odds that they're going to not have you drug tested? Because marijuana is very important in your life, and basically if you're kept away from it for 3 years, that's going to be a very difficult life for you.
Well, you see, I don't know. I expect because I'm sentenced to probation for a drug-related charge, I expect to be drug tested.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I tend to do before I make that second appointment with probation is go to the prosecutor who did not ask for probation in his sentence request, and basically ask him if he would be willing to support a motion on my behalf, but I might go back to jail for a shorter period of time rather than doing this 3 years on probation.
I'm with you. If I could choose between 6 more months in jail or whatever the amount would be versus 3 years on probation, because probation means that they can send goons to your house anytime they want to. They can ransack all of your things. They can violate the probation for the most piddly of reasons. To me, it would be worth it to spend the extra time in the pokey. And is that how you're feeling?
Well, I'm certainly considering it. I mean, there is a number of days X, such that if they offered me less than X days in jail in return for canceling my probation, I would say, yeah, let's do that.
Stand by, Rich Paul. If you can stick with us, hang on. Oh, 1 minute left. All right, well, I guess we can't keep you.
I can call back.
All right, call back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. A lot of people still want to talk about the minimum wage, and I do want to get back to that, but our friend Rich Paul has called in from his jail cell, and fact is, we're paying a lot more to talk to Rich Paul than we are people calling the toll-free line. So we're going to get back to him here in a moment. Also, again, we'll take your calls here in a moment. Stand by if you are on the line. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. That number is brought to you by ProXPN. Now, you may be wondering, what is ProXPN? Well, if you value your online privacy, you really need to find out about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that makes it so all of your online data is encrypted back and forth. That means when it leaves your computer, it's encrypted. When it gets to your internet service provider, they have no idea what you're doing anymore. Because right now, if you're not using ProXPN, if you're just using your normal internet connection as is, they're probably logging every single website you visit, probably logging every search term that you enter, and then keeping those logs for 6 months, maybe as many as 5 years. ProXPN, they don't log what you do. You can still surf. You can even use torrents over the ProXPN premium account. You can use whatever kind of internet services you want. It just all gets encrypted, sent to ProXPN server, which, by the way, you can choose if you have their premium account, which means you can choose where your location is in the world. At least all the websites that you go to will think you're at the ProXPN server location. So if you choose Singapore, if you choose the Netherlands, Dallas, Los Angeles, Seattle, New York, then it'll look to the servers you're going to, the websites you're going to, like you're coming from those places. ProXPN also makes it so you can get around various internet blockages. So if you are on a network that restricts certain websites or certain search terms, well, guess what? If you're using ProXPN, you are no longer restricted. You're in a different country like China where there's restrictions, you're no longer restricted. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go and get signed up there. And then when you're ready for the premium account, use our discount code of FTL20. That's FTL, the number 20. And you'll save 20% off the price of their premium account with the unlimited bandwidth and no limits on the types of services that you can use. ProXPN.com/FTL. Code FTL20 to save 20%. But if you want to save even more, you can use Bitcoin now with ProXPN and save 33%. On the annual plan, proxpn.com/FTL. We go back to Rich Paul. He's calling from jail, where he will be for the next several days, slated to get out on the 12th, which is Thursday. And obviously a lot of people are excited to see you on the outside, Rich. You're talking about possible changes to the probation's deal that might maybe either allow you to get out of probation or hopefully make it so you don't end up getting drug tested when on probation. So that detail is still up in the air. I hope we'll be able to have you back in the studio maybe once you do get out. So welcome back. I actually said I was going to ask you about your thoughts on the minimum wage, since that's kind of been the topic of the night here. There was a little town, or I guess not town, but a suburb of the Seattle area called SeaTac, where they passed a $15 minimum wage, and that has kind of resulted in a general conversation about it. What are your thoughts on the minimum wage, Rich?
Well, in general, the minimum wage does a couple of things. If it's accompanied with an expansion of the money supply, then basically it ends up being a wash. Because you have inflation to go along with everything else. But in general, raising the minimum wage benefits skilled workers at the expense of unskilled workers. And the reason is, if you consider the simple job of digging a ditch, you have a choice between hiring a bunch of guys with shovels and hiring one skilled worker with a backhoe. Okay? As the higher the minimum wage goes, the more likely it is to be cheaper to hire one guy with a backhoe than to hire 25 guys with shovels. The other thing is, you mentioned workers being replaced by machinery. Machinery in general is created and built by skilled workers at higher wages, and the workers who are replaced are unskilled workers at lower wages. And that's why unions are always pushing for minimum wage increases, even though union members never get paid minimum wage.
Great points.
Yeah, you'd think it was just philanthropy on their part. Altruism. They want to see everybody paid better.
No, they don't. They want to see the whole idea of unionism is that fewer people work, but those who work make more money. And those who make more money are union members. And their advocacy of a higher minimum wage is just an extension of that general concept.
Rich, was there anything else you wanted to share with our audience tonight?
Not really. Except, Mark, you were saying that we should pay for government services if we use them. I'm thinking of starting a business. Is it okay if I send you some of my product unsolicited and then bill you for it?
Yeah, that's one of the real problems that comes down to with the government is that they force their services upon you. But I think in order to look unimpeachable, that if one drives on roads, one should pay for roads, right? Like if one's house is burning down, one will probably feel better if he paid some taxes to firefighters at that point. Otherwise, the people who we are trying to convert to these ideas are going to be confused and upset.
I can understand that, but I see both sides of the issue. There's a part of me that says, yeah, we should be fair with people, even if they're government. There's another part of me that says if the government insists on existing and expecting to tax me, then what I should really do is fight back by quitting my job and going on welfare and using every government service I can without paying for any of them, because that is, from the point of view of an economist, even though it's not necessarily a nice thing to do, from the point of view of an economist, it's like, well, how do you punish people? Well, you punish them by taking their money, not by refusing to take their money. and not by giving them money.
Rich, there was a blog post made on freekeen.com. You've been blogging from jail off and on, and it was a pretty sad post. You were having a real difficult time in jail in the last, about a week or so ago during the Thanksgiving holiday, and it sounded like you've been feeling better. Did you get some response to that blog post? Because you had asked for people to maybe visit you through the online system that they have and or possibly send you mail. Did that help you at all?
Yeah, actually it did. I got probably 20 mail responses over the last couple of days, which has been great. I just turned 45 December 5th, so
That's right.
It was nice to get some mail around.
Happy birthday in jail.
Did you get any birthday cake while you were in jail?
no cake. I will... I'll be eating cake when I get out.
All right, excellent. We'll look forward to seeing you next week, presuming they don't give you some sort of piddly violation between now and then to take more of your good time. So I'll plan to see you next week, Rich, and thanks for the call tonight.
See you guys.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Later. Rich Paul there from jail. If you don't know his story, just go to freekeen.com, type in Rich Paul in the search, and then go scroll back several months to find all the details. A full trial video is there. It's a really just an outrageous story about a man who never harmed anybody else and yet has been sitting in a prison cell, as so many people in this country are. People who sold and have done various different drugs. Rich Paul, again, just selling cannabis to, God, what was the other chemical? There was like some chemical.
It was an OTC chemical that somehow mirrored ecstasy or something?
No. It was being sold as, supposedly, they claimed it was being sold as LSD, but it wasn't LSD. It was something else. One of those bath chemicals or whatever.
It was not illegal.
It was not illegal at the time. But anyway, he was busted for selling pot to willing consumers and really just brilliant guy and good friend, and look forward to seeing him. All right, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Dan, listening in Jersey, the Atlantic City area, to WPGG. Hey, Dan.
Yes, how you doing? Hey. I'd like to talk about the minimum wage thing.
Sure, go for it.
What I think is going to happen. If they raise the minimum wage to, let's say, your $15 an hour market you're talking about, that'll cause everything to go up. It'll create inflation, which will turn into hyperinflation, and then all of a sudden the government will go, oh, we have hyperinflation. What are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? But they really want the hyperinflation to occur.
Stand by, Dan. If you want to continue the discussion here, I'm going to bring you back. I don't know if I agree that increasing the minimum wage would trigger hyperinflation. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line. Join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That makes it easy for you to connect with us in whatever way you prefer. You can also join us online. As I mentioned, our website's free. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, however, you may shop with us. It is that shopping season, just a week past Black Friday, and there's plenty of deals to be had. If you haven't yet gotten your holiday shopping taken care of, you can do it right now, unless you're driving. You can do it right now.
Don't do it while driving. Right,
if you're in front of your computer or when you get in front of your computer, go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon. If you're in the UK or Canada, that's fine, too. We've got the Amazons there for you, but also the U.S. Amazon is there. You click into the right one for you and then get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for and get a great deal. The same deals you're used to at Amazon, you're just entering through our site's link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sales. It's a great way for you to get the stuff you're wanting at the great prices you're used to and the free super saver shipping and all of that stuff. You're just getting Free Talk Live's getting a cut of Amazon's profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Maybe you want to set up your own online shopping experience for your customers. Well, you can do that through squarespace.com. They have an incredibly powerful package for e-commerce, and it makes it easy to plug into your Squarespace website. What's that you say? You don't have Squarespace yet? You don't have a website on Squarespace? You can go and get one right now by using just your email address. They don't require that you put in a credit card to get started with their free trial. And their free trial basically allows you to tool around with the full Squarespace system and get yourself a website. Whether you've got a portfolio-style site that you want to build or maybe a blog, there's different styles of sites. You can go, and the themes are incredible. They're graphically pleasing. They're modern. They're fresh. Go to squarespace.com. Get signed up. And when you're ready to buy their hosting package, it's all of $8 a month to start. And that, by the way, includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. But we can save you even more. Jot down this code or memorize it, FTL12, FTL and the number 12. That will save you 10% on Squarespace's already shockingly low prices. It's so easy. Go ahead and give it a try. You'll see what I mean. It's so easy to make your own site. They give you these templates to start out with, but then you can tweak and you can customize as much as you like. Drag and drop content right from your desktop. So easy to just rearrange the elements of content within the page. There's also support. So if you get stuck, there's 24/7 support available to you and so much more over at squarespace.com. Again, use code FTL12 and save yourself 10%. As we go back to Dan in New Jersey. Dan, I wanted to make sure we could talk a little further because you said that minimum wage could cause hyperinflation. I don't know if I agree with that. I think certainly that the minimum wage is going to increase costs of products on the shelf and make it more expensive to do business, which means fewer employees will likely be hired. They might be replaced by machines. But I don't think that's going to result in hyperinflation. I mean, that for me, to have hyperinflation seems like you'd really have to crank out the printing presses on the government side as far as creating money.
Well, they are. They are.
Yes, they are.
They are.
Right now.
Right. These two things, Dan, here's my contention. If these two things coincide, it's largely a coincidence. I'm not saying that neither could occur, but I would say that the increasing of the minimum wage couldn't cause hyperinflation. The only thing that could cause hyperinflation is a government that is out of control in the printing of money.
And they absolutely are.
And they are out of control in the printing of money.
Go ahead, Dan.
So there we go, hyperinflation. So there we go. Because you're going to pass the cost of the $15 an hour guy who's making sandwiches or flipping burgers right onto the consumer.
Well, again, that's not inflation necessarily. There's a lot of confusion.
Price inflation.
That's the to use the term inflation is confusing. A lot of, for instance, if you go to government school, they'll teach you that inflation is a rise in prices. That's not true. Inflation is an inflation in the money supply, meaning the money supply gets larger, which can only be created through government fiat by them waving their magic wand and having more money printed out, or as an alternative, or they usually do both. They'll increase money, you know, they'll add some zeros to some numbers in a computer somewhere. And when they increase the money supply, then prices tend to rise to catch up to the increased money supply. So it's really more of an economics factor. But what you're saying is prices will go up, and that I certainly agree with. And I thank you, Dan, for the call tonight. Let's continue here where we've got Wade listening in Gainesville, Wisconsin. And I think it's actually Janesville, not Gainesville. Wade, you're listening to WCLO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
Wade, thanks for your patience, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, hey, this is what I wanted to talk about. For your listeners, it kind of, everybody's focused on this money issue. And I tell you, money's good, and we all need money to live. But the people that want this don't understand that. I think the better and more perfect thing to seek after is character. And these people are going through a hard time, and they're looking out for help. And they ask the government, well, I'll fix this, or, you know, give us a raise and increase. And they think that'll solve all their problems. But, you know, it could go on longer than that and just say, well, the thing of it is, I wanted to read a little bit, three scriptures out of the Bible, if I could.
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Three of them?
Can you pick one?
Can you sum it up for
me? Give me the shortest one.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. It says, but let endurance and steadfastness and patience have a full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed without defect, lacking in nothing.
I think that tends to be the case.
It's a story.
Can you translate that for me?
Yeah, if you work hard, you keep a smile on your face, you show up for work, you're going to do well.
Yeah, that's generally true.
And the thing with it is, you know, lacking in nothing, you know, is really good, but also I want to stress the fact of character. And, you know, there's a thing, there's a story, it goes like this. It says there's a man, and he looked at a cocoon, and he seen the cocoon struggling in there, and he didn't know what to do, and he went on for the longest time. And so finally, he decided to take a little knife and slit the cocoon out so the butterfly could go free, you know.
Mm.
Well, when he did that, see, he denied the natural progress of that butterfly cycle. And actually, the butterfly lived, you know, a short hour, minutes, or whatever it was after that, and he died. You know, and it's the same way with, like, a baby chick. You know, when he's trying to get a hatch out from the egg, you know, he struggles and fights and fights and fights. Well, what that does, it develops character in these animals, you know, in these creatures. And we are also creatures. This is what
it's saying. That's a really good analogy, Wade. I thank you for calling and sharing that with us tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you as we continue on. Dave is listening in California to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys.
I expected you to call on this one, Dave.
What's that?
I expected you to call on this one.
Well, yeah, it's dear to my heart. I think it's been debated for a lot of years now. If you increase the wages at the bottom end, does that help Does it benefit the economy or does it harm it? And we have evidence now. Some of it began 100 years ago. Henry Ford, no kind of a progressive, made the decision he was going to pay his factory workers enough money they could set some of it aside and buy one of his Model Ts. And indeed, they did just that. And so,
that's a great idea.
Everybody that then was in the working bottom level of the economy, they found that if they had a little money in their pocket, they went out and bought a pair of shoes. They bought a ticket and went to the theater. They bought some popcorn. And suddenly the economy was definitely on the upswing. And every time that low-wage workers find an increase in their pay, this happens. And the profits at the very top, they can usually afford to make a little less. And if they have to raise the cost of a quart of milk or a can of beans, it works out in the end that the economy overall benefits from it.
Well, it's one thing, Dave, to have a business owner decide on their own volition to increase the pay of their employees for whatever reason they, you know, is their motivation. That I have absolutely no problem
with. To have good employees.
Right. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of reasons why you would want to do that, or to retain good employees.
That's
for
the
instance.
Reason. Retention.
And so there's reasons for it. But my problem comes in when you force somebody to do something. Like, for instance, you know, there's a certain job I might have that I just don't have the money to pay a whole bunch of money for, but I still would like to hire somebody in at that low wage entry-level position. If I'm forced by the people calling themselves to the state to pay higher than what I'm willing to pay, then I won't be able to afford to hire that person. And so it prices people out of the marketplace when you start using force. So, yeah, if business owners want to voluntarily start paying more, I have no objection to that whatsoever, and I thank you, Dave, for the call tonight as we continue here. And it sounds like that's what Henry Ford did in the example that he gave. Casey's with us in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSEFM. Hey, Casey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
I'm actually calling because I guess a few weeks ago you all talked about a young boy who went to school, and this is kind of off topic, but I mean,
it's fine.
He went to school and dressed as a girl, and he got kicked out of school or something like that, or suspended, and, you know, it got me kind of riled up, and, you know, I got kind of tired of how things are kind of going with the government and whatnot, and, you know, kind of inspired me. I was kind of hoping to maybe get an opinion on...
Stand by. You know, if you're inspired, stand by. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment. We're going to bring you back in hour number three, give you plenty of time to share your thoughts here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.